In order of appearance, Donna Steven, Kate Stones, and Zenith Flume perform a short scene from Act 1 of Playhouse Creatures by April De Angelis, first performed by Castlemaine Theatre Company in 2014. Nellie Gwynn arrives at the theatre for the first time.
I have given suck, and know how tender 'tis to love the babe that milks me. I would, while it was smiling in my face, have plucked my nipple from its boneless gums and dashed its brains, had I so sworn as thou have done to this.
Oh, Lord!
A fellow began to shake. It was in the front row there. He shook from head to foot and crossed himself.
Oh, it's the way your eyes burn.
Eyes are the windows to the soul. A lot of it's in the eyes. Mr. Betterton swears by them.
What do you want doing today?
Widow.
Oh, it's the black, then. I'll get the black out. I don't like to say nothing, but I feel I must. Our costumes ain't what they were.
We haven't got money to cast to the four winds. This is the theatre.
But Mr. Betterton had a new costume delivered Friday, with feathers.
Mr. Betterton has given his life's blood to this company, Doll Common. Let me remind you.
Well, I am reminded.
One's life's blood is one's very heart and soul. Sap, breath, everything.
No offence intended, ma'am.
Mr. Betterton is entitled to a few feathers, surely.
He's entitled to a whole pillow.
Sometimes I wonder what would happen to a person if it was taken away. That thing one gives one's lifeblood for.
I've never had the chance to give nothing. I'm always the dead one under the cloak. Or else I'm sweeping.
I imagine it would be terrible. Terrible.
Still, I'm not complaining. What you've never had, you can't miss. Well, we'd better fix you up.
Just another minute. Have you ever noticed how quiet it is in here before? It's as if the air's resting. The raven himself is hoarse that croaks the fatal entrance of Duncan under my battlements.
Oh, I want to do that.
Who's there?
Will you show me how to do it?
Oh, it's Orange Mole. Mrs. Betterton hasn't got time to waste on the likes of you. Get going.
I said a poem. I said it, and Mr. Betterton said I was to have a go. Saying something.
A line?
Yes.
He never mentioned it to me.
A line, he said.
Oh, I suppose there's a few lines going.
Nothing fancy.
I've only got 14 myself. Have you any rural experience?
Me mum kept a hen.
Huh. Well, there is the lusty shepherdess.
Oh, I'll take anything.
Here stroll I the livelong day, watching my fellows fork the hay.
Yes, stroll I.
And now I must prepare myself.
Yes, some of us have preparation to do.
The livelong day.
Never underestimate the value of opening one's mouth while speaking. One may go a long way in the theatre with an open mouth.
And not just in the theatre.
Watching my fellows fork the hay.
A word. Stillness.
Stillness.
Here stroll I the livelong day, watching my fellows fork the hay. See?
Oh, yeah.
A simple technique which, upon occasion, may be used to stunning advantage. As a child, I was encouraged to sit still for long periods of time. I found that invaluable.
Oh, I never sat still. I had worms.
You may also have noticed that my head was at 10 to 11.
Your head?
If you imagine the stage as a clock. I shall demonstrate. Submission is well expressed at 6 o'clock. Shame at 7:20. Despair at 12:05. And not to be confused with heavenly abandonment at midday exactly. Death by strangulation is one of the only occasions on which an actress may employ 3:15.
I see.
The best way for an artist to improve their craft is by careful observation of a seasoned and expert colleague. You may observe me.
Thank you.
Follow on. You are honoured in joining a profession of much heart and great decorum.
After me. And just remember, for every queen, there are 30 friends at the banquet.